No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 16th. No, it's not. It's the 15th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's probably good for me to figure out what day it is. Hold up. I was right the first time. It's the 16th day of July. I'm Jill, I think. I think I'm Jill today. Oh, man. Welcome, everyone. Let's start that again. Today's the 16th day of July, and I'm so glad to be here with you, grateful to be reading the Word of God and on this journey with each and every one of you. I hope your heart is good. I hope your heart is guarded. Don't let any predators in. Don't let any disease come in. Anything that would snatch you, rob you of your peace, rob you of your joy. And those things are not situational. They're not circumstantial. They are gifts. They are benefits of the relationship that we get to have because of the everlasting life, the abundant life that God gives. It's not something that's waiting to happen in eternity. It's not something we'll get after this life. It's what is available to us now. And we reap those good benefits of the unsurpassable peace of Christ and the joy of the Lord that is our strength and the eternal hope of life with Him. Good stuff. You can't buy that at any clothing store, any super center. You can't get it on Amazon. Can't buy it at the DAB store. You can obtain it through relationship with God. And I am so grateful for that today. Today we're back in the book of Isaiah, reading chapters 13 through 17. That's a lot of chapters. Let's jump in. Today we're reading the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition, Isaiah chapter 13. The oracle concerning Babylon that Isaiah son of Amoz saw. On a bare hill, raise a signal. Cry aloud to them, wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the nobles. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones, have summoned my warriors, my proudly exulting ones to execute my anger. Listen, a tumult on the mountains as of a great multitude. Listen, an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathering together. The Lord of hosts is mustering an army for battle. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens, the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole earth. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be feeble, and every heart will melt, and they will be terrified. Pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. See, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the earth a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pride of the arrogant and lay low the insolence of tyrants. I will make mortals more rare than fine gold and humans the gold of Ophir. Therefore, I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place at the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. Like a gazelle on the run, or like sheep with no one to gather them, all will turn back to their own people, and all will flee to their own lands. Whoever is found will be thrust through, and whoever is caught will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered, and their wives raped. See, I am stirring up the Medes against them, who have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold. Their bows will slaughter the young men, and they will have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not pity children, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pride of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. It will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. Arabs will not pitch their tents there. Shepherds will not make their flocks lie down there, but wild animals will lie down there, and its houses will be full of howling creatures. Their ostriches will live, and their goat demons will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers, and jackals in the pleasant palaces. Its time is close at hand, and its days will not be prolonged. But the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and will again choose Israel, and will settle them in their own land, and aliens will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob, and the nations will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess the nations as male and female slaves in the Lord's land. They will take captive those who were their captors and rule over those who oppress them. When the Lord has given you rest from your pain and turmoil and the hard service with which you were made to serve, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has ceased! How his insolence has ceased! The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of rulers, that struck down the peoples in wrath, with unceasing blows, that ruled the nations in anger, with unrelenting persecution. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. The cypresses exult over you. The cedars of Lebanon sang, "Since you were laid low, no one comes to cut us down. Sheol beneath is stirred up to meet you when you come. It rouses the shades to greet you, all who were leaders of the earth. It raises from their thrones all who were kings of the nations. All of them will speak and say to you, 'You too have become as weak as we. You have become like us.' Your prompt is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your harps, maggots are the bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you are fallen from the heaven, O morning star, son of dawn! How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low! You said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly, on the heights of Zaphon. I will ascend to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. 'Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities? Who would not let his prisoners go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out away from your grave like loathsome carrion, clothed with the dead, those pierced by the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land. You have killed your people. May the descendants of evildoers never more be named. Prepare a place of slaughter for his sons because of the guilt of their father. Let them never rise to possess the earth or cover the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and will cut off from Babylon name and remnant, offspring and posterity, says the Lord. And I will make it a possession of the screech owl and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, all I have designed, so shall it be, and as I have planned, so shall it come to pass. I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains trample him underfoot. His yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden from their shoulders. This is the plan that is planned concerning the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has planned, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died, this oracle came. Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken. For from the root of the snake will come forth an adder, and its fruit will be a flying, fiery serpent. In my pastures the poor will graze, and the needy lie down in safety. But I will make your root die of famine, and your remnant I will kill. Wail, O gate, cry, O city, melt in fear, O Philistia, all of you. For smoke comes out of the north, and there is no straggler in its ranks. What will one answer the messengers of the nation? The Lord has founded Zion, and the needy among his people will find refuge in her. An oracle concerning Moab. Because Ar is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Because Kir is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Daughter Dibon has gone up to the high places to weep over Nebo and over Medeba. Moab wails. Every head is shaved, every beard is shorn, and the streets they bind in sackcloth. On the house steps and in the squares, everyone wails and melts in tears. Heshbon and Elalah cry out. Their voices are heard as far as Jahaz. Therefore the loins of Moab quiver. His soul trembles. My heart cries out for Moab. His fugitives flee to Zor, to Eglath Shelishiya. For at the ascent of Luhith, they go up weeping. On the road to Horonium, they raise a cry of destruction. The waters of Nimrim are a desolation. The grass is withered, the new growth fails. Vegetation is no more. Therefore, the abundance they have gained and what they have laid up, they carry away over the wadi of the willows. For a cry has gone around the land of Moab. The wailing reaches to Eglaim. The wailing reaches to Beer Elim. For the waters of Dibon are full of blood. Yet I will bring upon Dibon even more, a lion for those of Moab who escape, for the remnant of the land. Send lambs to the ruler of the land, from Selah, by the way of the desert, to the mount of daughter Zion. Like fluttering birds, like scattered nestlings, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Hide the outcasts, do not betray the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab settle among you. Be a refuge to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor is no more, and destruction has ceased, and martyrs have vanished from the land, then a throne shall be established in steadfast love in the tent of David, and on it shall sit in faithfulness a ruler who seeks justice and is swift to do what is right. We have heard of the proud of Moab, how proud he is, of his arrogance, his pride, and his insolence. His boasts are false. Therefore, let Moab wail. Let everyone wail for Moab. Mourn, utterly stricken, for the raisin cakes of Kir Hereseth, for the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vines of Sibmah, whose clusters once made drunk the lords of the nations, reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert. Their shoots once spread abroad and crossed over the sea. Therefore, I weep as Jazer weeps for the vines of Sibmah. I drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for the shout over your fruit harvest and your grain harvest has ceased. Joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field, and in the vineyards no exultation is heard. No shouts are raised. No treader treads out wine in the presses. The vintage shout is hushed. Therefore, my heart moans like a harp for Moab, and my very soul for Kir Harez. When Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself upon the high place, when he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This was the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past. But now the Lord says, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt in spite of all its great multitude, and those who survive will be very few and feeble. An oracle concerning Damascus. See, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins. Her towns will be deserted forever. They will be places for flocks, which will lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Aram will be like the glory of the people of Israel, says the Lord of hosts. On that day, the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean. And it shall be as when reapers gather standing grain, and their arms harvest the ears, and as when one gleans the ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Gleanings will be left in it, as when an olive tree is beaten, two or three berries, and the top of the highest bough, four or five on the branches of a fruit tree, says the Lord, God of Israel. On that day, people will look to their Maker with their eyes on the Holy One of Israel. They will not have regard for the altars, the work of their hands, and they will not look to what their own fingers have made, either the sacred poles or the altars of incense. On that day, their fortified cities will be like the deserted places of the Hivites and the Amorites, which they deserted because of the people of Israel, and there will be desolation. For you have forgotten God your Savior, and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. Therefore, though you plant pleasant gardens and set out branches of a foreign god, though you make them grow on the day that you plant them, and make them blossom in the morning that you sow, yet the harvest will flee away in a day of sickness and incurable pain. Woe, the thunder of many peoples, they thunder like the thundering of the sea, the roar of nations, they roar like the roaring of mighty waters. When the nations roar like the roaring of many waters, he will rebuke them, and they will flee far away. Chased like chaff on the mountains before the wind, and like whirling dust before the storm. At evening time, sudden terror. Before morning, they are no more. This is the fate of those who despoil us, and the lot of those who plunder us. Well, I don't know about you, but as I read this today, I sit with the wonder of what a people that knows that they've been set apart, but somehow mistake that for superiority or special or favored. And maybe there's an aspect of those words that could be found in truth, but when it's the overall arc, narrative, mindset, and you're listening to the destruction from a prophet from the Lord, I wonder how serious you actually take them. I wonder if you just don't think, wow, you're going to see how wrong you are. We like prophetic words when they predict or speak favor, blessing, prosperity, wealth, happiness. We kind of look to the shiny for those words, right? But how often do we heed the word of warning from someone? A God-fearing person that's like, wait a minute, if you don't stop this, this is what will happen. It would not be so fun to be that prophetic voice like we're reading in the Old Testament right now. And there are prophetic voices in our world today. And chances are, if the prophetic voices that we're listening to are just speaking wealth and prosperity and favor and riches and power and position, as we read in Deuteronomy, if those things do not come true, then that man that has labeled himself a prophet has spoke on his own accord. So we hear these words today, knowing that they are for a specific people in a specific place during a specific time. And maybe that would cause us to look inward at our own hearts, knowing that there are very real consequences of our choices and we follow the patterns. If there is a destructive choice, chances are destruction will come. We beg for mercy from God. And sometimes what we're begging for is, can you withhold the consequences? Can you change the outcome? As if that's what the supernatural is actually about. That it's actually for our benefit rather than facing the consequences, doing the hard work, repenting, turning in the opposite direction, and watching God redeem and renew in the way that only He can. So Jesus, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You for these messages, as hard as they are to hear. We know that they are for God's chosen people that He set apart to make His name great in a nation that does not know You. We live in nations where the people do not know You. And the people that claim to know You do not know You. I pray, God, that we would not be those people here today. That we would know Your voice. We would know Your heart. We would long for the mind of Christ, the wisdom of the Spirit that is available to us. We would use our discernment, not follow every word that feels good, that sounds good, that the masses are believing, but that we would tune into Your Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. I pray, and I pray this now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That's the website. That's the free app. Take a look around. If you haven't, lots to do on the website. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are in the summer months, and I know it's vacation time and it's kind of checkout time, but we are still here. And we are still running, still operating. And your partnership is such a blessing so that we can keep moving forward. If you would like to give by mail, DABP P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you want to use the app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the Give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. For chronological, 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing that app, hit the red circle hotline button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn the wheel over to chronological. And we'll get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow, continuing the book of Isaiah. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, my wonderful DFC family. This is covered in his blood. And I want you guys to pray for my son, Tutu. Pray that he hears from his attorney by the 18th of July so that he can get visitation rights, equal visitation rights, to see his daughter. This has been a crazy journey for us, Lord. You guys, I never thought I would see where a baby mama don't want the father involved. This is crazy. And I want to also just pray for all the grandparents out there that's going through the same thing with baby mamas want to keep the grandbabies away. You know, you nowadays, you need all the help you can get. If we as grandparents can keep you from paying for daycare, do that. I think a lot of people don't understand when you have a baby, you adopted a whole, you adding a whole new family. And I don't understand this. Y'all, please pray for Tutu. He just wants to be a father and raise his baby. And I also know that I'm praying for you guys as well. It's just been a lot we're going through right now. Have a good day. I love you guys. This is covered in his blood.
God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Hey, my beautiful Dab fam, this is KST. Those are some of the lyrics to a song that has become very meaningful to my bride, LOV, after the death of her son 4 years ago on this date, July 10th, 2021. And I'm asking that you guys would please remember my bride whenever you get this message, as these last 4 years have been extremely challenging for her and for us. So I appreciate you guys for your prayers. And I want to include a prayer for all of those of you around the global campfire that I know many, that are many, who have lost loved ones. And so I just want to pray briefly. Father, I lift up my bride, Lady of Victory, and all of my family around the global campfire who are grieving and mourning and can't seem to make sense out of the loss. Thank you, God, that you are a present help in the time of trouble, and I pray that you would be there for my wife and all of the Dabsey family. Walk with them, carry them, strengthen them, hold them in the days, weeks, and years to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabsey family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I'm calling in to ask for prayer for my friend Diana and her daughter and her family. Diana's daughter, on the other day, she ran out in front of a semi in an attempt to take her own life. She has many, many broken bones. Her arms and her legs are broken. and fractured. It is a miracle that this child is alive. And we thank you, Lord, that she is alive. But I would like to just lift her up for prayer. Father God, we just ask that you send comfort and peace to this family, a peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray for healing in Courtney's body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We rebuke the spirit of suicide and death from this child. Lord, we ask that there would be justice in the malpractice that has gone on at the hospital. Thank you for saving her from the things that went on at the hospital. Lord, we just pray that you would send forth your spirit to this family, Lord. Let them draw upon you. Let them know you in a mighty way. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in this family's lives, the healing that you're doing, the turn around towards you, Lord God, that they would be looking at your face, Lord God, and instead of the circumstances. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Hi, this is Sarah in Shropshire, and I want to add my voice to those who are remembering Adrienne, God's mighty tortoise. I will really miss her voice, and I was really sad to hear that she had died. And I hope it's of some comfort to her family and friends that she had an impact even over here in England. I also want to acknowledge and remember the firefighters who've been killed in Idaho and the terrible floods in Texas. I know the majority of listeners to this podcast are from the US, and I know those sort of things have a big impact. I'd also ask for prayers for the UK at the minute. We are in a heat wave, and guys, we do not do heat waves. We don't cope. And even if I'm driving around, you can feel the energy of other drivers. Everyone's more tense and more stressed. There's also, it's coming up to the time of year in Northern Ireland where there are parades and celebrations of one part of the community's history, and this heat, if it's there as well, will have big impacts on how people behave. I just pray for peace. I pray for healing and for kindness, not just for those communities that I've mentioned across the world, but for all of the communities around the world that are experiencing such difficult things, those we hear about and those we don't. Thank you for your prayers. Lots of love.